Tuwing katapusan ng taon, naglalabas ang Verifiles Fact Check ng mga istoryang nagpapakita ng trends at patterns ng misinformation at disinformation mula sa internet at public figures. Pakinggan ang kwentuhan ng Verifiles reporter sa 32nd episode ng What the F podcast.
Hello, ako si Chin.
Hello, ako si Juan.
Hello, ako si Blanche.
Hi, ako naman si Val.
Hello sa lahat, ako si Brian.
Hi, I am Ro.
Hi, I'm Rick.
And hi, I'm Mary.
Hindi lang siya tungkol kay Marcos eh, no? Parang ngayon, kung makikita natin yung Congress, House Speaker yung pinsan niya. Tapos si Sandro Marcos, ano din, representative, congressman din. Sila rin ba? Nagbe-benefit sila? Or parang meron din ba kayong nakikitang misinformation or disinformation kumakalat tungkol sa kanila naman, sa mga ginagawa nila?
13 out of the 410 posts, yun yung mga claims na may pinar na government official, either from Congress, from Senate. Marami din yung mga di umano ay na-fire down ni President Marcos. For example, si Risa Ontiveros, naging target yan. Si Justice Secretary Boying Remulla, sila Senators Alan Cayetano, Robin Padilla, Rafi Tulfo, Chis Escudero, Franz Castro, Raul Manuel, yun. Tsaka kahit din si Chinese Ambassador to the Philippines, Wang Xilian. Pero bakit nga ba sila pinafire them? Different reasons eh. Pero ang main focus kung bakit sinasabi na marami daw sinisibak sa pwesto si Marcos, it's a manufactured attempt to put a positive image of Marcos as a punisher just like Duterte. Kasi si Duterte, direct siya sa mga political opponents. Binibirin niya sa TV, kinakausap niya. Ito namang during the Marcos administration, sabi nga din ng political expert na, parang hindi mo nararamdaman yung pagkilos niya sa administration. May ginagawa ba siyang something useful? Ang nangyayari, itong mga vloggers instead yung nagsispin on his behalf. Parang may pinapatalsik siya na errant na politiko. For example, si Ontiveros na ipapakulong daw dahil dun sa 2014 na PhilHealth scam. Or di kaya sila Raul Manuel or si Franz Castro na matagal nang nire-red tag as leftist or parte ng communist movement. So para magmukhang may ginagawa si Marcos against these officials na negative na nga yung perception, so papatalsikin niya sa pwesto.
Social media, kumusta ang unity?
Merong tatlong claim na si Marcos ang nag-fire sa kanyang pinsan na si House Speaker Martin Romualdez. Dun sa expert na nakausap namin, nangyayari ito kasi si Romualdez mismo yung gumagawa ng moves para paalisin yung kaalyado ni BBM, si VP Sara. And doon sa Congress, di ba natanggalan ng confidential fund si Vice President Sara Duterte? Na-accuse din si Romualdez na nag-overspend doon sa foreign trips. So yung mga ganong klaseng contest sa parang pinapagalitan ni BBM si Romualdez is trying to counter those claims na nagkakaroon na ng problema yung Marcos-Duterte alliance.
Kausap na namin yung political expert from UP. Sinabi naman niya na we can already see cracks sa Unity Alliance. Pero sa social media, for example, dun sa mga claims about BBM firing, suspending Romualdez, is an attempt to show na okay pa rin yung Unity kasi ito, si Marcos, pinapagalitan niya si Romualdez for doing this to the Dutertes. Parang masyado mong inaano yung mga Dutertes, hindi dapat yan kasi kampi natin yung mga yan. Pero nga pag tinignan natin yung mga pronouncements ni Marcos lately, di ba? ICC pronouncement, peace talks with communist rebels. Sa Duterte time, naku, makakapag-peace talks ba tayo? Red tag pa more, di ba? On that claim naman, parang meron ding pag-attempt na ipakitang okay pa rin kasi may claim na lumabas na si Marcos tinanggal yung mga anay sa Kongreso na sila Franz Castro at si Raul Manuel na paulit-ulit na nare-red tag. The fact na pinakitang tinanggal niya yung mga yon, parang pinoportray pa rin na continuity naman ng Duterte policy eh. Galit pa rin siya sa mga taong nire-red tag or sa mga quote-unquote mga sinasabi nilang komunista. Since inaano pa rin niya, tinatanggal niya, pinaparusahan niya, edi okay pa rin, tinutuloy lang naman yung ginagawa ni Tatay Diggs.
Kahit na one year na tayo kay Marcos, parang may presence pa din ang Dutertes kasi nga part sila ng Unity Team.
Year-ender ko ay nag-focus dun sa claims ng mga public figures sa Marcos administration about the ICC drug war probe. And this year, out of 116 fact-checking public figures team had, 14 doon ay specifically about ICC. Yung 9 ay claims from Duterte na not necessarily about ICC but more on pag-justify ng different policies niya when he was president until 2022. They didn't say anything new necessarily. Rehash siya ng mga justifications ng Duterte administration doon sa pag-pull out natin sa ICC noong 2018, which took effect noong 2019. Para nire-reinforce nila yung wall that Duterte admin built when it comes to the ICC probe. So, for example, yung pagsabi na nag-withdraw tayo sa ICC, so wala na silang jurisdiction dito. Paulit-ulit yung sinabi, lalo na noong January, February, until parang July. In that period, doon nag-circulate yung claims na yun from the Justice Secretary, si Secretary Boying Remulla, yung DOJ spokesperson, si Nico Clavano, tapos nire-enforce din yan nila Bato, nila Robin, Marcos himself, and then very lately na, parang pinaka-last doon actually, si Sarah. Parang siya yung humabol na lang before year end. Wait, same. Upvote plus one yung no jurisdiction sila kasi nag-withdraw na tayo. Sabi nila kasi na walang jurisdiction yung ICC kasi nagpa-function daw di umano yung courts natin. Meron daw sariling probe na ginagawa yung Pilipinas, so hindi na kailangan ng probe ng ICC. Sinabi naman ng ICC pre-trial chamber. Actually, yung ginagawa yung investigations, hindi siya nagtatranslate into concrete and tangible steps ng pag-i-investigate. Doon lang kayo nakafocus dun sa mga mismong police na involved sa operations, pero wala yung requirement nila na kailangan habulin nyo yung people who command or people who really run that operation. After July, wala na nagsalita about the ICC. And nung November, nung naglabas na yung mga bagong resolutions ng couple of congressmen and si Senator Risa Hontiveros na hindi mag-cooperate na tayo sa ICC, parang let's acknowledge their jurisdiction. Kumambyo yung ilan na, ay wait, parang we have to rejoin the ICC. Kumambyo din si President Marcos na, wait, parang we have to study. Na super stark contrast from what he said nung July na, wala na tayong i-communicate sa ICC. We're done. Ganyan. Period.
May pivot si Marcos admin on certain issues. And parang yung pivot na yun is crucial doon sa Marcos Duterte Alliance. Kasi parang kung ibabalik nila yung ICC dito, syempre yung number one na maaapektuhan is the Dutertes. So parang may unity pa ba?
Babalik ko dun sa sinabi ni Ate Chin na it's a toxic relationship. Kasi yung sinasabi ngayon ni Marcos, diba, we have to study this. So parang he's just giving both sides enough. Yun yung appeal yun na at any point, I may turn into this direction. Pero as of now, this is the sweet spot na abangan yun na lang. I think that reflects na sa Senate, he has si Senator Amy, yung ate niya. Kasi si Amy is a confessed Duterte ally. And then sa Congress, he has House Speaker Martin Romualdez. Meron siyang both prominent people na pwede niyang mag-turn into. Parang nagdadanggal lang siya ng
signals. Do you see Marcos stepping away from yung shadow ni Duterte in terms of policies? For example, sa West Philippine Sea, that's also an issue na Duterte has been really speaking about when he was a president. Ano yung difference siguro?
Ine-embrace ng Marcos administration yung relationship with the US. Maybe that's the reason bakit na-embolden yung mga producers ng online disinformation to gumawa rin ng anti-China disinformation naman ngayon. Kasi when we look at yung West Philippine Sea, South China Sea issue, isa to sa pinaka-hot na topic na fina-check ng VeraFiles. Parang out of 410 fact-checks, 1/6 nun, 71 are about the West Philippine Sea, the South China Sea. Pero karamihan dito, mga exaggeration siya. Pinagmumukhang strong yung Pilipinas. And it makes it look like, basically, it's doing what the public figures aren't doing. Yung in an ideal world, maybe ito sana yung ginagawa. We're taking a hard stance against China. Dahil hindi siya ginagawa ng public figures, pero pinagmumukha niyang malakas yung public figures natin. On the social media front, doon nila pinapakita na mukha naman palang malakas yung Pilipinas. There were three main narratives doon sa West Philippine Sea disinformation. Isa is, mas nagiging agresibo tayo sa China. Kinatapatan natin yung kapag winotter cannon tayo ng China, winotter cannon rin kuno ng Philippine Coast Guard ang China. which is not true. Pero yun yung pinapakita sa YouTube. Yun yung kumakalat sa social media. Another is, nagsasama-sama yung mga allies ng Pilipinas para tulungan ang Pilipinas laban sa China. Isa sa mga most outrageous claim ay yung British Royal Navy daw, parang nasa beck and call ng Pilipinas. Pag inaway tayo ng China, yung British Royal Navy, they will rush to defend the West Philippine Sea.
Wow!
As well as the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic will fight for the Philippines. Exaggeration talaga. Yung last is AFP modernization. Napakaraming kumalat na YouTube videos, Facebook videos, na we have new military equipment and new defense assets. Meron tayong mga submarine daw, mga Pinoy-made warship, and drones and fighter jets na hindi naman talaga totoo. But basically, yun, parang pinapresent niya na we're preparing for the war and we're ready to go to war.
Napaka-important yung contrast nun sa kung ano yung foreign policy talaga ni Marcos, which he said nung Sona na, the Philippines is a friend to all and an enemy to none. Sa social media, pinapakita na, oh, the Philippines is ready for combat. Babalik tayo din sa, should we be demanding more from the government in terms of its policies, especially with foreign policy and yung nangyayari sa mga mangingisda natin? How does Marcos benefit from these kinds of narratives on the West Philippine Sea and also with drug war and other issues?
Kasi itong mga disinformation na to on the West Philippine Sea, I don't think gawa siya nung mga Pinoy na nationalistic lang na mahal nila yung bansa at gumagawa sila ng ganitong mga videos para i-express yun. May slant pa rin kasi eh. May slant na pro-Marcos na pinagmumukhang ito ay pakana ni Marcos. Si Marcos yung nag-utos na bombahin ng water cannon yung Chinese Coast Guard vessels. May political motivations pa rin siya. Still part of that great plan to make it look like the administration is strong, is doing well.
May nakita lang akong pattern na parang Norris Marcos is being portrayed as a punisher. Tapos he's also being portrayed as someone na very firm on foreign policy. They're charitable. On social media, in the perfect world, he's this kind of president. But when we look at the statements that they're saying, he's unsure, playing safe. It's different, but it plays well together. Okay lang for him to be double speaking on certain issues. Kasi so social media, he's firm. He's a different persona.
We were talking about real world effects or real world impact earlier, di ba? Pagdating sa scams. Pagdating dito sa issue on politics, may efekto na yung public figure mo is unsure. Pero on social media, pinapresent siya as a strong-willed person. Saan ba kumukuha ng information yung tao? Pinapakinggan niya ba yung speech ng public figure? Or kinukuha niya yung digested version sa YouTube, sa TikTok, sa Facebook. Ang kinukuha na ng tao ng impormasyon is social media. So yung narrative na kumakalat sa social media, yun yung nakokonsume nila.
Abangan sa panghuling episode ng What the F podcast, ang fearful at fearless forecast sa disinformation landscape ng Verafiles reporters sa darating na 2024. Dito sa What the F podcast, walang murahan, usapang facts lang. Pakinggan kami sa YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcast at Apple Podcast.